Jerry Bader Show 914. Well, Jason and I were unable to check our email, the show email. In fact, we are not going to have Congressman Rita Bribble right now. Why? Because he's in a GOP conference meeting about the latest plan. And what that tells me, if Reed can't join us because he's still in a GOP conference, that means the people in the media waiting for the Republican House leadership to come out are going to wait for a while because the sausage isn't done yet. If you're waiting in line for your brat, they're still packing it back in the meat locker. You know the old expression, the two things you never want to see made are sausage and a law, which is one of my all-time favorite sayings. I don't think about what's in a sausage. You know, why would you do that? Why? It's just delightful. In fact, I have leftover brats at home, and you know what I have to do? I'm actually being a good boy. I'm trying to lose some weight, and I'm having some success. But Jason, scrambled eggs, hash browns, with leftover brat, chopped in, topped with smoked Gouda cheese. And then you have some homemade salsa on the side. Breakfast at Jerry's tomorrow, I could just bring it in. I could do that. Oh, I love that. Just absolute. I'm really, out of all of that, the only thing under what I'm doing are the carbs. I'm just trying to stay away from the carbs a little bit. I'm trying to exercise more. I'm having some success here. I am. Not seeing the needle move a lot, but it's moving a little. But at least I'm staying where I should diet-wise. So anyway, we are not going to have Reed here at least for a while, maybe not at all today. And again, the people waiting for the House leadership for that news conference, we're watching them on TV. I think it's going to be a while because Reed can't make this show because they're still in that conference talking about this thing. So I think what we're going to do, I'm going to talk here in just a moment briefly about the Senate deal and where things sit. But what we are going to try to do is take that news conference when it finally happens, because I don't think the House can live with what the Senate came up with, and we'll see what the House plan is. But I will discuss all of this here in just a moment. First, though, I need to bring this up. I joked a few moments ago about what the Packers might do to fill their suddenly desperately thin wide receiver ranks. There are rumors out there that two teams are interested in before the deadline in Hakeem Nicks. And they are the Falcons and the 49ers, right? What's that? I see. They're conflicting reports. I could see the 49ers. I could see that. Depending on what they want, you would not be excited about him, huh, Jason? Oh, that's right. Jones is out. Jones is out for the season. I don't know if the Falcons can make a run for it anyway. They were struggling even before they lost Jones. Yeah, the Giants are 0-6. This almost feels like baseball, doesn't it? Like the buyers and sellers at the baseball deadline. I would think suddenly Green Bay has to be in that conversation, wouldn't you think? I'm not sure what they're willing to give up or what they would be asked to give up. But boy, they could sure use anyone with a pair of hands right now. Several listeners and callers said Donald Driver. What about calling Donald Driver out of retirement? I don't think so. I am as big a Donald Driver fan as they come. I will tell you, and I haven't told this story on the air, our friends from Atlanta, Alan and Anita Hunt, were in town for the Lions game. Some of you know that Alan had a national talk show for a time, and he used to be a guest fill-in on this show. He and I have continued, and our families have continued our friendship. Alan is the world's biggest Donald Driver fan who does not live in Wisconsin. He just loves the story. He loves the backstory about Donald's upbringing and was a fan from afar even before he and I met in 2009 at a radio conference in L.A. He wore my wife's driver jersey. Well, it's the family. It's just a big old jersey that we, whoever feels like wearing that one. He wore that one to the game Sunday. And I did take him to Titletown for lunch here in Green Bay. Actually, he bought. Well, just in case he hears this. I don't. But that's where we went. He got a picture of the big, what is now number 80 and all of that. Donald Driver Way, is that what it's called there? Donald is beloved here as much as he is anywhere. I don't think that's the answer. I do not think that's the answer. Donald has lost, I would say, 1.25 steps. Nobody even knows if he would be in football shape. How about T.O.? Sure, not. That's right up there with my Randy Moss. Yeah, what's Ocho doing these days? Huh? All those. You know what? Those are the three loser wide receivers who kept Donald Driver in obscurity. Because he wasn't a showboat, show-off, crybaby, flashy jerk like all those three are. I'm not saying they weren't all talented. I didn't say that. But people didn't notice him because they were being freak shows. I remember I said that at the time when he was at the top of his game. I said if you ask people to name the top five receivers in the NFL, very few would have said Donald Driver. Because he just went unnoticed. It's just the way it is. Now, I don't think he's the answer. Hakeem Nicks probably is. You got to do something. Kenny Britt from the Titans? I don't really know a lot about him. I don't know. Anyway, enough of that for now. As I said, we're awaiting a news conference, and we thought we were going to have Reed Ribble. Chris Collinsworth over T.O. I think I would, too. James Lofton. Yeah, you think he's finally welcome back around these parts? Yeah. Well, he's up with the Ring of Honor there. All right. We are awaiting a news conference from House leadership on their plan to end the partial government shutdown and raise the debt ceiling. Senators are closing in on their own deal. I want to just read some of this to you. Oh, stop now. Don Beebe, Bill Schrader, John Jefferson. Uh-huh. Philip Epps, Walter Stanley. Jeff Query. Oh, yes. Yeah. Yeah. Carol Dale still alive? Huh? Well, let's just stop now. The ghost of Don Hudson. Oh, just go produce a radio show over there. Senate leaders are closing in on an agreement to reopen the government and forestall an economy-rattling default on U.S. obligations. Majority Leader, economy rattling. Majority Leader Harry Reid and GOP Leader Mitch McConnell could seal an agreement today, just 2 days before the Treasury Department says it will run out of borrowing capacity. The emerging PAC would reopen the government through mid-January, and the Treasury could borrow normally until mid-February. What Reid and McConnell the general framework is there between Reid and McConnell, said Senator Bob Corker, Tennessee Republican. He said conversations with the House were continuing, and he thought it would be midday Tuesday at the earliest before a plan was finalized. Well, what the House is doing is coming up with its own plan, which I would not take as a good sign, but we'll see. Congressional leaders have been scheduled to meet with Obama at the White House on Monday, but that, as you probably know by now, was put off because this was going on. Mark Pryor, Democrat from Arkansas, he's part of a bipartisan group that has come to be known as the Gang of 12, which labored, in other words, worked on a deal over the weekend, said he was pretty confident that there was going to be something today from the Senate side. Well, on the House side, Pryor said, some Republicans are, quite honestly, they're acting childish about this. They almost want a shutdown. They want us to see us break the debt ceiling. Now, that's Arkansas Democrat Mark Pryor. I want to read that again. Pryor told CNN, speaking of the House, some Republicans, quite honestly, they're acting childish about this. They almost want a shutdown. They almost want to see us break the debt ceiling. Well, let's see. Then there's another member of the Gang of 12, Democrat Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, told CBS this morning she believes an agreement is near that does not contain a lot of partisan pills that sank earlier proposals. You know what that means, don't you? There's nothing in this for Republicans. That's what that means. If there's not a lot of partisan pills, that means it's got nothing. Let's see. Many House conservatives, in fact, are not liking what they're hearing. Representative Steve Scalise of Louisiana, chairman of the Republican Study Committee, said one of the things we want to test is just basic fairness. He told CNN that. He asked how conservatives would respond to the plan taking shape in the Senate. One of the things we don't want to see is just another patch. Well, that's exactly what this is. However, there's really, from what we know at this point, and this is why we're likely to see a competing plan from the House, which to me, I don't know how this works out. But again, there is certainly really nothing in here that addresses Obamacare. And of course, that was what the Tea Party faction, that's what this was all about. That's where we're at. But some time ago already, Boehner pivoted from that, deciding they weren't going to get that. And instead went to entitlement and budget reform. It doesn't really do anything about Obamacare. It also lacks the budget cuts Republicans wanted in exchange for increasing the borrowing cap. To me, that says it's nothing. Nor does it contain any of a secondary set of House demands, like a one-year delay in the health mandate that individuals buy insurance. Instead, it appeared to have a couple of token things. That would be tightening up verification requirements for individuals who qualify for Obamacare subsidies, maybe repeal a $63 fee that companies must pay for each person they cover under big health care overhaul. Still no word, though, about the medical device tax. Democrats and Republican aides described the outlines of the potential agreement on condition of anonymity because the discussions were ongoing. But with GOP poll numbers plummeting and the country growing weary of a shutdown entering its third week, Senate Republicans in particular were eager to end the shutdown and avoid an even greater crisis if the government were to default later this month. This is Republicans folding, which, quite honestly, was a big part of the reason why I didn't agree with this strategy, because I knew they would never stay strong. Well, they should. Well, I know. But we're at exactly where I thought we were going to be. Whether or not you liked this strategy, everybody has to get behind a strategy. Whether or not the leadership feels they were dragged into this, and quite honestly, for all the heat Ted Cruz has taken, it's on Mitch McConnell if he's not running the show in the Senate. If Ted Cruz is running the show in the Senate and Mitch McConnell isn't, that's on Mitch McConnell. That's not on Ted Cruz. That's one of the unfair hits that I think Ted Cruz has been doing. You did all that. Well, who the hell let him? If Ted Cruz is able to do this, what that speaks to is a leadership vacuum in the Senate. I don't like the looks of this at all. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs.